Contributing lives. Key priority 9, inclusive education. In December 2017, an inclusive education policy was developed in collaboration with students, families, and experts in the education and disability sectors. The policy sets clear expectations and aspirations for inclusive education in Victorian government schools. To help implement the policy, we delivered an Inclusion Boost initiative in 2018 that gave schools extra funding and guidance to embed the policy in their local setting and build their knowledge and expertise in inclusive education. To further inform how we best support schools to improve outcomes for students with disability, we piloted an inclusive schooling index tool with 19 schools in Victoria's Northwest region. The schools tested the tool in communities of practice and worked closely to share their professional knowledge. Professional development opportunities were delivered to foster inclusive practices and learning and development of children with disability or developmental delay in the early years. Existing online blended learning courses were expanded in late 2018 and early 2019. We conducted almost 60 face-to-face professional learning workshops around the state for teachers and school leaders on supporting students with learning difficulties, including dyslexia. We completed the expansion of the ReConnect program, see glossary, to support an additional 3,300 high-needs learners. Key priority 10, employment. Every opportunity. Victorian Economic Participation Plan for People with Disability 2018-2020 was launched in February 2018. We set a target for employing people with disability across the Victorian public service of 6% by 2020 and 12% by 2025. In October 2018, we launched Getting to Work, Victorian Public Sector Disability Employment Action Plan 2018-2025, to support the achievement of these targets and to develop a methodology to track and measure progress. This plan was developed with extensive involvement from the Public Sector's Network for People with Disability, the Enablers Network. We supported Get Skilled Access to deliver face-to-face and online training to Victorian public service executives and hiring managers in the first half of 2018. Victoria's Social Procurement Framework was launched to all government departments and agencies in April 2018. This framework is designed to support and increase procurement from businesses and social enterprises that provide employment opportunities for people with disability. We are supporting initiatives for employment outside of the Victorian government through the Jobs Victoria Innovation Fund. The fund includes a stream specifically to support new and innovative approaches to employment support and employment services for people with disability. Case study. The Municipal Association of Victoria's Disability Employment and Economic Participation Project is a two-year project funded by the Department of Health and Human Services. The project identifies and showcases existing good council practice, with the aim of replicating it throughout the local government sector. The project aims to improve employment and economic participation of people with disability in the local government sphere, including employment and paths to employment, social enterprise, social procurement. Two examples of success showcased by the project are provided below. Glen Iris City Council. Glen Iris City Council sees equitable access to opportunities for all as vital to the city's socio-economic development. Glen Iris City Council's human resources business partner, Danny Milicic, believes it's essential for council to lead by example. Since March 2018, Glen Iris City Council has placed at least 5 candidates who identify as having disability in a range of roles across council. Quote, We've seen a positive contribution from these candidates, as well as higher productivity at the workplace. Beyond making clear business sense, getting people with disability to work has a meaningful impact on their families and the people around them. End quote. Warrnambool City Council Accessibility Day. Warrnambool City Council has partnered with Women with Disabilities Victoria to implement the Here We Are project. This project involves the employment of a woman with disability as a local community builder who undertakes a range of projects with the aim of increasing the community's capacity to be inclusive of women with disability in everyday life. One such project was Accessibility Day, an initiative promoted by the Australian Government to connect job seekers with disability and employers. Warrnambool City Council played host to 5 job seekers with disability. Each participant was able to spend a full day in a different council department, chosen to align with their career aspirations. The feedback from the supervisory staff, the participants, and the local employment service representatives was extremely positive, and has resulted in the employment of one of the participants in a 6-month part-time administration support position. The local community builder will continue to provide support and look to expand on employment opportunities for people with disability within Warrnambool City Council and the general community. End case study. Picture caption. Fairness and safety. People with disability have equal opportunities to identify, pursue and achieve their aspirations. High Street Bells Choir. Image descriptions. People singing in choir. End caption. Action 24. Voice and leadership. 51 people with disability completed the Disability Leadership Program. Leadership Victoria and the Disability Leadership Institute delivered the program. We invested a further $550,000 to increase the number of people with disability represented on Victorian public sector boards and committees. The Get On Board initiative builds the capacity of secretariat staff and board members to advertise, recruit, appoint, induct, and include people with disability on boards. Removes barriers and strengthens pathways for people with disability. We worked with the Victorian Disability Advisory Council to strengthen its connections with the Interdepartmental Committee on Disability, see glossary. A web page was developed for the Council as a platform for key messages and regular communications. Case study. The YMCA Youth Parliament Program included a deafhood team for the second consecutive year. Funding from Youth Affairs provided interpreters for young people in the deafhood team to actively participate in the program. Young people with disability are represented on the Victorian Youth Congress, working with government to inform policy, program, and service developments. Membership to the Victorian Youth Congress is determined by open application and has reserved positions for youth and community sector organisations, including Youth Disability Advocacy Service. End case study. Action 25. NDIS Participation. The Department of Premier and Cabinet led 4 rounds of co-design with people with disability, family members and staff to shape the transfer of disability services to non-government providers. The Victorian Government's NDIS Implementation Task Force provides opportunities for people with disability, disability advocates, service provider representatives, unions and peak bodies to influence the government's approach to rolling out the NDIS. In 2018, 20 meetings were held with the task force and its 6 working groups. Action 26. Creative Industries. Creative industries inclusion is delivered via 3 streams. Support for practitioners, talent matters. Capacity building for organisations. The Arts Access Victoria NDIS transition package. We continue to provide additional recurrent funding to Arts Access Victoria, back-to-back theatre and Raucous Theatre Company. Action 27. Tourism. Workshops were held to promote the value and benefits of creating accessible tourism facilities. In March 2018, 50 businesses attended a workshop on the Mornington Peninsula and 65 businesses attended the Melbourne event in April. Research into understanding and exploring the potential of accessible tourism in Australia was completed in January 2018 and communicated to the tourism sector in January and February. More than 1,000 businesses have now committed on the Visit Victoria platform to providing some level of accessibility in the tourism services they provide. Footnote 11. Announced in May 2018, the Victorian Government's Improving the Accessibility of Geelong and the Bellarine project directly supports tourism businesses and 110 workplaces in the Geelong and Bellarine areas by providing toolkits, resources, and mentoring support to improve accessibility. The $1.76 million project is being funded through the Department of Jobs, Precincts and Regions Regional Skills Fund and is led by the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations in partnership with the City of Greater Geelong, Deakin, WorkSafe Victoria and the Helen McPherson Smith Trust. Footnote 11. Further information can be found at visitvictoria.com. End footnote. Case study. It is estimated that less than 1% of people serving on Victorian public sector boards identify as having disability. A concerted and measured effort across government to change this is underway through the People with Disability on Victorian Public Sector Boards initiative. The initiative is guided by subject matter experts, including people with disability and governance staff. This includes the Victorian Public Sector Enablers Network, Voice at the Table, Self-Advocacy Resource Unit, Disability Leadership Institute, and Leadership Victoria. A checklist has been developed through the initiative to support board personnel in ensuring recruitment processes are inclusive. Enhancements are also underway to collect information about disability in a more relevant and sensitive way through the Get On Board recruitment platform. To date, 7 departments have received one-on-one support in advertising board vacancies and engaging people with disability. In 2019, people with disability will have access to a range of professional development opportunities to assist in applying for and sustaining public sector board appointments, including coaching, courses, and mentoring programs. Victorian public sector recruitment teams, board personnel and secretariat staff will also have access to training to build capacity in advertising, recruiting, appointing, inducting and including disability leaders on boards. End case study. Picture caption. Fairness and safety. People with disability have equal opportunities to identify, pursue and achieve their aspirations. Migrant Resource Centre Northwest, Diversity and Disability, Scope Woodwork Group. Image descriptions. Left, person hammering nail into wood with support. Right, man painting wooden toy plane. End caption. Case study. Quote, my kids' primary school are interested in booking I Can now, as the staff that went along had great things to say at school the next morning, so that really pleases me. Megan, Autism and Asperger's Information Evenings, Rosebud. Connecting regional and rural autistic youth with I Can Network, March 2018 to March 2019. The Department of Health and Human Services continues to partner with ICAN Network to deliver more support to autistic youth living in regional and rural communities. ICAN Network is Australia's largest autistic-led service provider, delivering mentoring programs nationwide and training and consultancy throughout Victoria and Brisbane. Support for regional communities was one of the priority actions identified by the Victorian Government in its response to the Parliamentary Inquiry into Autism Spectrum Disorders, December 2017. With the department's support, ICANN Network has delivered 8 community workshops and 1 conference across regional Victoria. The content of the workshops was storytelling on stepping out of your comfort zones. Stories were delivered by ICANN autistic mentors and participants in ICANN's group mentoring programs. Partner organizations included Campaspe Youth Partnerships and local autism support groups. The workshops and conferences combined have reached around 570 people in regional and rural communities, including autistic people, family members, and organizations. Quote, "One of the highlights of the session was hearing from the young people who have participated in the program as a participant or a mentor. They demonstrated pride in their autism, confidence to speak in front of a large group, and an insight into what they have gained from the program." Cheryl Sweeney, project worker, Campaspe Youth Partnerships. Image description: group of young people, members of the ICANN network. End case study. Case study. Quote, "The personal growth of Aisha and Lachlan has blown me away. They have grown into very confident young adults. Aisha and Lachlan are now mentoring and presenting in front of audiences in the southwest and in inner Melbourne." ICANN manager Bree Huggins speaking about autistic trainees Aisha and Lachlan. Developing the leadership and traineeship program with ICANN Network. July 2018 to June 2019. The Department of Health and Human Services has been a collaborator in ICANN Network's Leadership and Traineeship Program, which aims to develop 40 trainee autistic mentors for group mentoring programs across Victoria and 25 trainee autistic speakers. These autistic people are typically aged upwards of 16. The department supported ICANN Network to prepare a successful grant application to the NDIS Information, Linkages and Capacity Building Fund to help fund the program. The program was an existing but unfunded limb of ICANN's mentoring program. ICANN's outcomes framework pursues developmental outcomes across 3 stages of mentoring: foundations with ICANN, stage 1, pathways, stage 2, and leadership, stage 3. The funding gives autistic mentees ready for the leadership stage more funded time from their network managers and senior network leaders to develop their facilitation and public speaking skills. Mentees' skills are honed by their placement as a trainee in ICANN's camp teams, school mentoring, and online mentoring. Prior to placement, mentees participate in training workshops. The program is on track to achieving its targets. So far, it has enabled ICANN network managers to develop 9 autistic staff in ICANN's Goulburn-Murray region, Echuca to Shepparton, 8 trainee staff in the southwest region, Portland to Colac, and 16 trainee autistic staff in the Greater Melbourne region. Image description: young man wearing hat and tie. End case study.